Hi, everybody. Paul Vogelzang here. And before we start today with our excellent interview, I wanted to give all my not old better audience a heads up about a generous discount offer from Smithsonian Associates. Please check out details at the end of the show. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy. Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. A night of adventure awaits you as you enter the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History, Portrait Gallery, Udvar Hazy Center at Dulles, American History Museum, and a special postal museum activity.
This fall, we are not doing a sleepover by definition because it's a little difficult to sleep over there, but we're going to have the same kind of experience and we're going to develop it at the Postal Museum. And this will be a family kind of all ages kind of thing. So if grandparents are looking to bring their kids of all ages, there'll be different tracks that they can go on to experience the museum and all that it has to offer, really focusing on art and storytelling and kind of the idea of the postal system itself. So there's going to be a great game that we're going to have throughout the whole thing about delivering mail. And so it's a lot of fun.
That was our guest today, Brigitte Blacher, who's the program manager for Smithsonian Associates and the director of the Smithsonian Sleepovers Program. What is the Smithsonian Sleepovers Program, you ask? Well, just as the doors are closing, the lights dim, and the crowds shuffle out, the wonders of the museum's halls are yours to explore. This, of course, is patterned after the Night at the Museum movies, and you get to actually stay the night at the museum, at one of the Smithsonian museums. You get to go on an interactive exploration of the museum. There are wonderful hands-on craft projects you get to participate in, IMAX movies you get to view. Then you roll out your sleeping bag and you get to dream away in the darkened halls of one of the world's most famous museums. This is a special experience, and today's Not Old Better Show, a special treat with our guest, Brigitte Blacher. Well, Brigitte Blacher, it is just a pleasure to be talking to you. I know you've got tons of things on your plate. As a matter of fact, you're deep into some things right now with regard to the Smithsonian programs and summer camp. But let's start kind of at the start, and let's talk a little bit about the Smithsonian Sleepover Program, because that's also on your plate. For everybody out there in our audience that is familiar, there are bound to be those that aren't. So give us a little bit of background about the Smithsonian Sleepover Program. And welcome, by the way, Brigitte, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Paul. Thank you so very much. Yes, the sleepovers are a wonderful event that we put on for the summertime. And we have actually been doing this since 2008. With the release of the film Battle of the Smithsonian, Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian, which, of course, featured our own museums in the wonderful movie. And from there, we created a sleepover program at first our Natural History Museum, where perhaps things come alive or perhaps they don't. That's up for you to all decide. Mm-hmm. And grandparents, moms, dads, aunts, uncles have been bringing children since 2008 to come and experience this, to experience all of the different exhibits, kind of experience the themes of the museum, and kind of just take it all in and sleep the night and see what comes up during the middle of the night.
Well, it sounds very exciting, and I know that it does have its roots in the film Night at the Museum. And so there are probably a lot of things that will come up that you don't want to necessarily divulge here because you want it to be a big surprise. But maybe tell us a couple stories of some times that you just were particularly thrilled with the success, or even that you had a kind of a chuckle over maybe what took place, and maybe some families that participated in an interesting way, either grandparents or others.
Sure. We have lots of people who come and see this. They either make this a part of their vacation here in Washington, D.C. So kids that are coming to visit grandma here in Washington, and grandma likes to take them to the sleepovers, or families that are coming here for, you know, their vacation in Washington, and they kind of make it a part of their adventure here as part of the Washington experience. In addition, there are people who just come from all over who we've had people from as far as Russia and China come and experience the sleepovers as part of their adventure or their vacation here in Washington. So we have had people from all over come and visit us. In particular, I had a family who was actually they were going to make it actually all the way around the world for their summer. And they started in, I believe it was China, and then they worked their way over to D.C. and decided they were going to do the sleepover as part of their first thing when they got off the plane. They made it actually through the entire experience, and then they looked at me and they said, "Do we have to sleep on the floor because we don't have anything to sleep with? We just got off a plane." And I was like, "Really? Okay. No, I don't have anything for you to sleep on because you have to bring it." I said, "Do you have a hotel room?" And they had a hotel and one of the more expensive hotels here in Washington. And I just looked at them and said, "Yeah, no, go back to your hotel and go to bed." And so they kind of left kind of very bedraggled, and we got them a taxi and sent them on their way. But that, they were really big troopers about the whole thing. And we have lots of people who come and join us all over locally who come as also part of this experience that we have. We have one grandmother who I won't mention her name, but she has many grandchildren. And so she started the process when we really got started with natural history. And she decided that this was going to be a really great way for her to bond with her grandchildren. And so she was going to take each one of them to the sleepover one year after another, so that, you know, they would have a singular experience with her, and then they would, you know, then she'd take the next kid, and then the next grandkid, and the next grandkid. Well, then we added on another museum. We added on American history, and she got so mad at me, and she said, "Now I have to start all over again and bring them all her grandkids to American history." And I said, "Well, maybe you could bring two at a time and make this work faster. What do you think?" But she's a real trooper. She sleeps on the floor. She brings in a mattress, air mattress, and she has the greatest time. And it's a really great bonding experience. She says she's really loved it, and it's kind of one of those special things that she kind of has in her heart with her kids or grandkids, and that's kind of their thing. No moms and dads, just her and her grandkids. So it's a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah, and it really is this kind of experience that can be shared in just that way. In other words, mm-hmm. it's a true sleepover. You can invite your parents if you want, but grandparents are certainly welcome, and they're right there with the kids all the time. There's special right. activities that take place. Tell us a little bit about some of those.
So the sleepover is actually designed for a family experience. So the adult and the child are to experience the entire program or journey that they're about to go on together. They're not. The idea here is that we, first of all, the children at orientation take an oath where I make them raise their right hand and say, "I, kid at the sleepover, promise to have my adult participate in all the activities and to put away their cell phones," so that the parent is not actually on their cell phone. They have to get involved. And some of the activities in each of the halls are designed that there has to either be that two-person, they have to work together to make the activity work, or they actually have to they're going to need some help. The kids are going to need some help. So we've elevated it so that the children will have to look to the adult to have that assistance to get through the journey. Each of the activities in the museums are designed specifically for the exhibits. So we highlight the theme in the exhibit with a craft, a game, a science experiment, something that allows them to understand that theme, and then they can move on to the next, etc. So in natural history, each of the participants are looking to be future junior Smithsonian explorers. So each of those exhibits are highlighting an extreme. So we've picked extremes in each of the exhibits. So for dinosaurs, your extreme is eating. So they not only learn about all of the dinosaurs and they become paleontologists, and figure out what all of the dinosaurs mean sort of in a scientific method, using the scientific method of making a hypothesis based on a clue and then figuring out with more research what their dinosaur is. But they also get to eat like a dinosaur. So they have to put their hands in their T-shirts and then they have to eat with their mouths because dinosaurs couldn't, you know, they didn't have hands. So they couldn't actually, you know, eat that way. And so it's a great kind of fun activity. In the Moon Hall, in natural history, they actually pick up rocks. They figure out if they're meteors or not. In the Mammal Hall, we look at footprints. So they're tracking and they're looking at different footprints, and then they create their own footprints. And then and so each of these different halls, it's highlighted. There's either an art activity or craft activity. In American history, which is our other sleepover on the mall, is you're actually solving a crime. So we have a theft. We have a nemesis we call Miss Rose. And there's some objects that, quote, unquote, have been stolen. No, the objects have not really left the museum. And they have to figure out what the object is through the clues. But she's left us some challenges. Again, each of those challenges highlighting the exhibit's theme. And then they get through, they get a clue, they have to figure out what that clue means and take all those clues, the answers to those clues, and figure out what the object is that's been stolen. So they become little detectives.
And that sounds like a fantastic activity to participate in as a family, because you can kind of all join together and contribute and chip in.
Absolutely. Everybody's got to help each other. And there are some, like I said, there are some activities where, you know, the parent or the adult is definitely needing to help and assist because we didn't, you know, it's not all based on the levels of 8 to 12-year-olds. It's all, you know, it kind of varies in difficulty.
I found a really interesting Pinterest.com post for Overheard at the Smithsonian Sleepovers. And I'll put that link up. I'm sure you're absolutely aware of where I'm headed with this, but I found one grandmother who said on Pinterest, "Tell your mother you won the game while grandma was digging for grains." I just
Yes, that's what she was doing. So there's a food exhibit of American history, and we have a food plate. So the idea is that you have to find, you know, so many vegetables and so many fruits and then so many proteins and so many grains to complete your plate before you can go into the food exhibit, and it's a race. And so, yes, hopefully he found everything. And gummy bears are not a fruit. We need to make sure that everyone's clear on that.
Well, Brigitte, this has been going on since 2008, but exhibits change. There are different activities each year. What's kind of in store this year that might have been different from previous years?
Well, we also have a third sleepover, which is very exciting for me. And this one is out at Udvar-Hazy. This is a new one. It just got started last year, so we've kind of worked out all the kinks, which is great. And then we are, and it's created based on flight. Everything is done in flight. And this one is a little different, as it's a huge kind of hangar, if anybody's been out to Udvar-Hazy. And so we had to divide it up into kind of sections, which makes it kind of a little difficult in terms of where people are supposed to go and kind of make that flow and that path throughout the night. But we've created it so that based on how old your kids are and how much they can get through, because there's so much to see there all at once, we have actually made it so that there's levels. So as you answer questions, you kind of go up in rank. So you start as, you know, a sergeant, and then you'll work your way up to captain, and then you'll work your way up to general in the flight kind of path. And then you'll work your way through all of the different eras of flight. And then, again, in each of the halls, there are crafts and science experiments. And in this one, there's a wonderful group of teenagers, college students, who are called the Explainers. And they're actually, we've incorporated them into this sleepover specifically to help us kind of talk about the various kind of scientific and historical things that are related to flight and the various forms of flight as it developed over time. And so this is a really great aspect. The adults really love to hear, you know, all of the intricacies of flight and how it developed, or how a marshmallow would survive if it didn't have oxygen in flight, which, of course, it's a wonderful experiment that they get to see. And they get to see a flight suit and work with some flight gloves, you know, some space gloves. So it's a really great kind of immersive experience, which is all of about our sleepovers. So that is a lot of fun. So if people, and there's only three of those this summer, we don't get to go out there as often as we'd like, but that's a really great experience out there. And then actually for this fall, we are not doing a sleepover by definition because it's a little difficult to sleep over there, but we're going to have the same kind of experience, and we're going to develop it at the Postal Museum. And this will be a family kind of all ages kind of thing. So if grandparents are looking to bring their kids of all ages, there'll be different tracks that they can go on to experience the museum and all that it has to offer, really focusing on art and storytelling and kind of the idea of the postal system itself. So there's going to be a great game that we're going to have throughout the whole thing about delivering mail. And so it's a lot of fun. It's going to be a great kind of Halloween, actually, experience.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. And so that just sounds like a wonderful customized kind of experience. Mm-hmm. Generally, though, for the sleepovers, there is kind of an age range that you're looking for. Maybe tell us some of the details around the who can participate and kind of the ages.
So generally, I mean, it's designed and we've advertised it for 8 to 12. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the age range that we feel is not too young and can't make it through the night, because you really are staying up till about midnight on all of this. And some of the younger kids really just can't make it. Also, based on the fact that if they read or not read, the book and the journey that they're about to embark on becomes a little bit more difficult if they're younger. And they just, you know, it's an experience that they may not enjoy as much if they can't make it through the whole night, because they miss out on a lot of things. And the highest range, which is 12, for me is not a set kind of number. Many people have asked me, you know, I have got a 13 or 14 year old who would love this kind of experience. And my answer to them is, look, if you say, hey, let's go to the museum today, and they don't roll their eyes at you, I say, bring them on. Bring them on. We'll have a good time with them. And I'm sure they'll enjoy it. You know, I have many older kids who love to enjoy this kind of experience, love the museums. It's very special. I mean, you're only looking at about 100, 150 people in a giant museum. So you really do have the museum to yourself. We don't get into all of the exhibits because we can't open all of them, but it is in each of these experiences, it's sleepovers. You get to see most of the museum, and it's a lot of fun.
You're really experiencing the museum in a whole new way. And if you want to sleep underneath a 50-foot whale, you can. If you're going to the National Portrait Gallery or to the American History, you get to see the Star Spangled Banner. There are just some really interesting, unique things here.
Yes. Well, and you just mentioned our Portrait Gallery one. We're very excited that we developed one at the Portrait Gallery. It is a really special experience. And that one specifically is for older kids. So it is more of the 10 to 14, 15, 16. It is because how we designed it was because it's about a portrait, and the idea of portrait and the idea of self and the kind of inflection and the kind of introspective kind of look at yourself, to be able to look at yourself and design a portrait that is kind of, you know, you can use abstract or you can use realism or you can use various methods of media. So the idea of portrait, I think we decided that needed to be a little bit older kids, so they had a little bit more understanding of who they are and what they like to do to be able to complete the activities. And ultimately, they create their own self-portrait, which we put on display in the Kogod, the large Kogod, where they get to sleep. So it's a wonderful sleepover. We don't get to do that one as much as we'd like to, but yes, we hope to do more of that one soon.
So many great things to spark interest and creativity. Families are just going to love this. What have I left out, Brigitte Plagiere?
There are tickets available.
There is a cost to this.
There is a cost, yes, there is a cost. It depends if you are a group. If you have a group of 10 or more, there's a discount. We are also incorporating now a military price. So if you're part of a military family, we are incorporating a new price for that as well. In addition, if you're a member of the Smithsonian Associates, there is a discounted price for that, for the sleepovers in addition to that. So there are multiple prices, that, but that includes the entire journey. It includes an evening, a light evening snack. It natural history includes an IMAX. It also includes a magician, which is also part of our evening. And it also includes breakfast in the morning.
Such a great event. We will put links up to where you can find out more about the program. Brigitte Blachère, thank you so much for joining us. I'll also point out that the Smithsonian has been generous in passing along to all of the Not Old Better Show, Art of Living Smithsonian Associates program, a special discount to $20 off of a ticket. That entire discount is being passed along by the generosity of the Smithsonian Associates. We'll put links up to that too. But Brigitte Blachère, thank you so much for joining us. This is a thrill. It is, as somebody who is in that age range, as I am, I don't have grandkids yet, but this is a fun sounding program for just somebody like me.
Well, thank you, Paul. It's been a pleasure talking to you, but I hope you come out and come and see our sleepovers. I'd be happy to show you around and show you what fun it is, even if you don't have a kid to experience it.
You know, I just might take you up on that, Brigitte.
Please do.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks so much. And oh, and I can't let you go without telling us the website address real quick. It's just a little different for Smithsonian. So go ahead, Brigitte Blachère, give us that website address real quick.
You can find out about all the sleepovers at our website, which is smithsoniansleepovers.org. So visit there and you can see all the sleepovers we have to offer. And it click right through. It gives you information about what you need to bring and how much each of them cost and where they're located. So we hope to see you all there.
That's perfect, Brigitte. We'll put those links up in the site, in the show notes, so everybody will find their way to smithsoniansleepovers.org. Have a great day. I know you're right in the middle of summer camp, so we're going to let you go.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and hope to see you all there at the sleepovers.
Thanks, Brigitte.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll find out details and more about registration, what to bring, activities, museums, and of course, the excellent Pinterest.com page Overheard at Smithsonian Sleepovers, with some hilarious examples of family fun and great moments of discovery and hilarity. I've received so many emails from you all about the Smithsonian content and how much you enjoy it. Smithsonian is thrilled too, and they're giving you, the audience of the Not Old Better Show, an exclusive offer. Please know that I'm not doing this for payment. The entire discount is passed along to you by generosity of Smithsonian Associates. Smithsonian Associates is offering a special discount to Not Old Better audience listeners. To save $20 on a ticket, call this phone number, 202-633-3030. That's 202-633-3030, and use the promo code 23210. We'll have all of these details on the website. The offer is valid on ticket orders, including Smithsonian Sleepovers, through August 31st. So check it out. Again, call 202-633-3030. Use the promo code 23210. Thanks to our guest today, Brigitte Blachère, and the Smithsonian Associates for all the help on the podcast. As usual, we'll post links to everything. And also, as usual, my thanks to you, the listeners, for joining me today. I know your time is valuable, and I'm grateful you're spending some of it with me today. I'm always interested in feedback, and you can leave that at iTunes, Google Play, or send me an email at info@notold-better.com. That's info@notoldbetter.com. Thanks so much for joining us today. And remember, talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks to all.